I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
KSL News Time 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First, Unified Police are responding to an officer-involved critical incident in Holiday. This is happening in the area of 4500 South and 2300 East. Unified Police say an officer was injured, but the officer was not shot. Second,
the changes in Utah's COVID-19 picture over the past several days involve who's getting it and where they live. I'm KSL News Radio's Dan Boss.
Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave.
A new accident for Davis County drivers. This is on a surface street in Clearfield, southbound Main Street at 900 North. It is blocking a left lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Heating up again today, sunshine 93. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 91 degrees now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Daria Albinger. The CEOs from the nation's largest airlines with a message for the White House and Congress. Help us keep our employees on the payroll.
They're out there putting their uniforms on, going to work every day and making sure we're moving. And without action, they're going to be furloughed on October 1st, and it's not fair.
American Airlines' Doug Parker says 30,000 airline employees could be furloughed when the CARES Act expires in October. Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the House will stay in session until Congress passes that package. Republican Louisiana Senator John Kennedy says that means the Democrats need to compromise.
Speaker Pelosi's bill that she continues to push, all she's doing is grooming a corpse. It's not going to pass in the Senate.
A slimmed-down Republican proposal couldn't make it out of the Senate either. New charges for two former associates of President Trump's personal attorney.
The new charges involve the alleged solicitation of foreign money for use in the 2018 midterm elections by Lev Parnas and Igor Fruman, two men who worked with Rudy Giuliani to dig up dirt in Ukraine on Joe Biden. The superseding indictment also adds a conspiracy charge for Parnas and another defendant, David Correa, who prosecutors said tried to defraud investors in a company they ran. All the defendants have previously pleaded not guilty. The FBI said the case is meant to ensure American citizens determine the outcome of elections, not foreign influence. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
High water rescues continue in places that were cut off by flooding from Hurricane Sally, like Pensacola, Florida. The state's Governor Ron DeSantis says the danger is far from over.
Even as it moves through states north of us, just remember that widespread river flooding is ongoing, and it could continue over the next weeks in different parts of Florida.
The remnants of Sally are now causing heavy rain over the Carolinas and Virginia. A West Coast storm could help firefighters battling those ongoing wildfires. You're listening to ABC News.
Now the KSL In-Depth.
The coronavirus. The Utah response.
Utah County seems to be the current hotspot with this new spike in COVID-19 cases. Here's the state epidemiologist, Dr. Angela Dunn, at today's Capitol briefing this afternoon.
And there's parts of Utah County that have infection rates of 1,400 cases per 100,000 people. This is approximately six times greater than the state's infection rate.
Utah Valley University Professor of Public and Community Health Sue Jackson joined Lee Lonsbury on Live Mic this afternoon. She says despite the surge in the county, things aren't too crazy on campus.
But we have seen a little bit of an increase. But we're not averaging hundreds of students every day. I was in a class yesterday and the students were guessing that we've had thousands of cases at UVU. We're not there. We're seeing a handful of cases every day, maybe as high as 14 new positive cases in a single day. But it's not a dramatic increase. As an epidemiologist, the sirens are not going off yet as I look at this. I'm okay still with what the numbers look like.
She says if the numbers don't drop, the move to total online learning won't be so simple.
In a university setting, we have a lot of programs that are not effective online. So that's one of the things that we've got to consider, you know, whether it is our police academy or our fire rescue center or our aviation program that are not effectively taught in a live stream or an online format. So we want to try and keep some of those programs open as long as we possibly can. But we're now looking at a classroom level. At some point, we may look at a department or a building level if we start to see spikes in certain areas of campus.
Jackson says she's not seeing a defiant attitude toward masks or other guidelines on campus, but off campus. That's a different story. In case you missed the numbers today, 911 new cases in the state of Utah today, a new record. KSL News Time 420. Traffic is brought to you by Mountain America Credit Cards. Find your fave, and here's Ricky Meese.
We have a stalled vehicle on the off-ramp blocking traffic from eastbound to I-80 at State Street. It was at the bottom of the ramp. They're trying to get it moved out of traffic, but it did cause delays if you're trying to exit off of that ramp. The main flow is fine, though. In fact, you're looking good eastbound I-80 from I-15 all the way over to the mouth of Parley's. Southbound I-15 delays between 5300 and 90th South in Salt Lake County. Northbound I-15 stacked up and slow as you're going between 114th South to the South Interchange. And again, avoid this intersection due to police activity having it completely blocked off. 4500 South at 2300 East. Michelle?
Well, what KSL Traffic Trooper is reporting, a bicycle in the two right lanes on southbound I-15 just before the Provo Center Street exit. It's already causing some pretty big delay, so slow down as you make your way toward there. Now, if you're headed westbound I-80, we also have some delays out that way. This is due to construction limiting lane usage as you're headed out toward Lake Point. And 5600 West, also looking busy there. This is between I-80 and 3500 South West Valley. Steve?
Full speeds, I-15 right now. That's both directions between downtown Salt Lake City and Willard Bay for your afternoon drive. Northbound Highway 89 rolling at good speeds as well between Farmington and I-84. But we do have a crash farther up on Highway 89 at 8700 South in South Willard in Box Elder County. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join them each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking. Weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Time to check the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here, and the sky is going to get a washdown on Saturday.
It is. We're going to see a little storm come through. The good news is it'll help clear out the smoke. It'll also bring us some much-needed precipitation. Man, it's been a dry, dry summer and now stretching into fall. Tonight, 64 for the low. Tomorrow, 90 degrees, increasing clouds, still smoky, and then tomorrow night into Saturday morning, this front will come through. That means temperatures fall into the mid-70s on Saturday. Scattered rain showers in northern Utah gone Saturday night. Back to sunshine for Sunday in 70s. 80s return for Monday. Plenty of sunshine to start next week.
Kevin, what do you think? Is Saturday going to be a full washout?
No, less than a tenth of an inch. So it'll be cloudy, cool, a few rain showers. It actually should be a really nice weekend. Don't let it spoil your plans.
All right, that's good news. 91 degrees in Salt Lake City. Thanks, Kevin. KSL News Time, 423.
As a business owner, providing workers' compensation insurance to protect your employees is a major expense. Let the experts at Golden West Insurance Services take away the confusion and find you ways to save. We'll independently shop your policy with all the major providers, such as Workers' Compensation Fund, Copperpoint, AmTrust, The Hartford, Liberty Mutual, Nationwide, and many more, to significantly lower the cost of your workers' compensation coverage. Your local Golden West insurance experts will work alongside you to help your business work safely and efficiently, offering OSHA compliance reviews, help with HR policies and procedures, employee training, customized safety manuals, and return to work programs. And we can write policies for any Utah business, no matter what size or industry. Get your insurance at credit union rates. For a free quote on workers' compensation insurance or any of our commercial insurance coverages, visit gwcu.org. Golden West Insurance Services.
We'll take care of you.
With COVID-19, a lot of things in your life have been put on hold, but your business with the courts in Utah no longer has to wait. Utah's courts are providing many important services by phone and email during the COVID pandemic. From hearing information, making payments, requesting protective orders, and filing documents in most cases can be done by phone or email. If you need help from the courts, let the courts come to you. Go to utcourts.gov for more information. That's utcourts.gov.
Select Health is launching its new school-based wellness program, B3, Brain Body Boost. B3 is free and rewards teachers while getting students active. Learn more at b3kids.com.
Pack your bags, grab your hiking boots, and set out to Ruby's Inn with your family. It's time to redefine family time in the rich, rust-colored hoodoos of southern Utah. Embark on a summer adventure to Ruby's Inn, outside of Bryce Canyon National Park, 3 hours away from Provo. Ruby's Inn is the perfect resort for close access to the breathtaking views of Red Rock Canyons and scenic vistas. Your family doesn't have to venture far from Ruby's for a taste of the great outdoors. Hike or bike under the perfumed shade of the sweeping Ponderosa Pines. Climb rugged terrain on an ATV. Retrace the steps of infamous outlaws of the Old West on horseback. Immerse yourself in the wonders of southern Utah with a stay at Ruby's Inn. Bring your family closer together by getting outside for some quality time. Visit rubysinn.com to book your getaway today. That's rubysinn.com.
We're watching Utah's money. Astronauts are turning into cosmetic salesmen. NASA says it's teaming up with Estee Lauder to test some skincare products aboard the International Space Station, which will then be used in commercials. KSL Drives, Toyota is building a more expensive version of the Corolla, which is usually seen as a sedan on a budget. But the Apex Edition will have top-notch features next year. It'll start at about $30,000. Say goodbye to the Nintendo 3DS. The company says it's discontinuing the mobile gaming platform, which debuted back in 2011. Wall Street today, the Dow fell 130 points to 27,901. The S&P lost 28 points. The NASDAQ dropped again, losing 140 points. KSL News Time 426. Add the Tennessee Titans to the list of NFL teams that will allow fans inside their stadium. ABC's Ryan Burrow reports.
Tennessee Titans president and CEO Burke Neihill announcing Thursday they'll start allowing limited numbers of fans into Nissan Stadium in October. Those fans will be socially distanced in pods of 1 to 6 people, and they'll have to wear masks at all times when they aren't eating or drinking.
For the October 4th game, we will host season ticket members up to 10% of our capacity. The next October home game will allow 12.5%, and the third, 15%.
The hope is to be at 20% stadium capacity by November. Ryan Burrow, ABC News.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.